Weekends with Simon Marnie
on ABC Radio Sydney and New South Wales.
ABC Radio Sydney, ABC Radio across New South Wales. Time to play something old, something new, something borrowed or blue. And I reckon the something old would have an extensive category for Nairi, who joins us on the line. Nairi, welcome to the weekend show.
Hi, thanks for having me. Happy weekend.
It's such a pleasure to catch up with you because we have so many people that you've worked with who refer to you. Finally, I get to talk to you. Not just a singer in your own right. You love working with other musicians, either in sessions or singing their songs.
I do. I mean, you know, it's taken a long time for me to feel comfortable being in that kind of collaborative space because I'm quite insular in my process. But it's definitely been an exciting thing for me to be able to do as someone who is very solitary in her practice.
The album itself is a deeply personal album, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's probably my most personal to date. There's a lot of songs on there that are about people that have meant or mean something to me. And, yeah, I was a bit reluctant, actually, to present it to the world because it was so personal to put together. But I am just completely overwhelmed by how people are receiving it and just applying it to their own lives.
Through reading the mission statement, I went in to have a look at the clip for the story behind Shiva. Explain who Aina is and what a beautiful clip that is.
So Aina means grandmother in our language. So there's over 800 different languages in PNG. And so my grandmother's people, they speak Siane, which is up in the Eastern Highlands province, just outside of Goroka. I assembled a small creative team to go back to PNG in 2017 to research and collect as many visuals as we could for the album. And it just so happened that the trip fell on the end of the period of mourning for my grandmother, which was quite a moment for us because we weren't able to be there for her burial. And so I had brought all of these Westerners into a situation which was quite visceral and quite confronting because, you know, I don't know if anyone's ever been to a country like PNG when people grieve over there. It's everyone's wailing at the same time. So that song was written about that particular moment that we all experienced together, and it really felt like my Aina was following us through that whole trip. But yeah, I wrote that one about her and was also one of my first collaborations on the album with a guy called Lanks, who also is called Will Cumming.
That was part of this process of going back to Papua New Guinea for you, almost overcoming the misconceptions you continually bump your head along through life, whether it was at school in Lismore or a musician, the perceptions people have of PNG.
Yeah, I mean, that was the whole reason why we started the project. And for the longest time, I didn't realize that it was becoming a bigger problem for me. I don't think many people really realized it. It was only people that were closer to me, like Jack, who I wrote the album with, who was, hey, Nairi, this is great that, you know, we're kicking all of these goals, but it just really irks me that people are still getting where you come from wrong and getting you as a person wrong. So he was actually the one that propelled us on this journey. And oh my gosh, it's been such a journey.
On ABC Radio Sydney, ABC Radio across New South Wales, Nairi is with us celebrating the third LP called Three, but also with songs going back a couple of years, Shiva being one of them. When it comes to the old material, though, three albums, a couple of EPs under your belt, you've got quite a lot to choose from. Or where do you want to go with the something old?
The something old. Look, going back to what I said about being insular in my collaborations, this one I chose is from Jack Grace, who I wrote the album with. And maybe I'm being biased, but I just really think that he's just one of the most exciting producers that Australia has produced. And this song, when I first heard it before it was released, just, oh my gosh, I was crying in the car all the way home. And I guess it helps that I know the person as well, so I know what's been going on in his life as well. This one I chose is called Daydreaming by Jack Grace.
I'm daydreaming, but
ABC Radio Sydney, ABC Radio across New South Wales. The track's Daydreaming by Jack Grace. It's the old in Something Old, Something New, Something Borrowed or Blue by Nairi, who's celebrating her third album called Number 3. So you mentioned Jack Grace, your longtime collaborator and co-writer. But even in the mission statement, you make the point of referring to the fact that in a year of disturbances or a period of time of disturbances, he upped and moved to Paris.
He did. He did.
That's not fair.
Oh, I wish Jack was here to hear this. Yes, it was not fair at the time. I was very upset by that. Very inconvenient. What else can I say about that decision? You know, his childhood sweetheart is French, and now his fiance had moved to Australia for a little bit, and so it was, you know how it is with couples who are from different countries, you kind of have to balance your residential requirements, I guess. So he thought it was the best decision for him to be in France, but I mean, he's been stuck there since the start of COVID and hasn't been able to get back.
But you found a way of working together, is that right?
I mean, thank goodness for the internet, you know, everything happened online post that. Even in the studio, Jack and I, there's very little dialogue that happens between us when we write together, just because I think we just have a really great silent synergy between us, and didn't really change much other than the fact that we forfeited our just physical time together.
When it comes to the Something New, it will be, I assume, a track off 3. I hope it will be a track off 3.
Yes, it is, definitely.
What's the track you'd like to play?
So the track I'd like to play is Takeover, and I will just preface it. Preface, is that even a word?
It can be for us.
Preface with the fact that it's not actually the official single that's come out, but just it's incredible how audiences work. They've all kind of gravitated towards Takeover as opposed to Moonshine. And so I'm kind of championing Takeover to Takeover Moonshine, which is why I've chosen it. It really just talks about my love for PNG and how I feel when I'm back in the island. So this is Takeover.
I'm going to listen to it. And as I do, I'm going to think of that image in the INA where you peel back the leaves and the wire from the underground barbecue.
Yes.
And the sweet potato is just looking like it's killing my mouth right now. That must have been
amazing.
Oh
my gosh, me too. Honestly, anyone who loves food, any starchy vegetable or even pork or chicken cooked in the ground is unlike anything. That aroma of the earthiness and the rocks together is second to none.
ABC Radio Sydney, ABC Radio across New South Wales, playing Something Old, Something New, Something Borrowed or Blue, Nairi. And her third album is out. We heard a track off that, Takeover. And Nairi, it's a year of upheaval. It's been 2 years of all different things for you. What about touring? Is that on board?
That's definitely on the cards. We announced the tour, I think it was last month that we did, and it's probably my biggest tour to date for a very long time, and we've incorporated New Zealand in there as well. And I mean, obviously, the elephant in the room is that whether it's going to happen or not, we're still working on making it happen. At this stage, it is, but that could change. We don't know yet.
Well, fingers crossed, and we'll keep an eye on your website for those dates to be confirmed. I mentioned right at the beginning that we know this is a deeply personal album, but it's also an album that is a celebration of the human voice, and particularly your human voice.
This was actually the first time I'd had the luxury of time to record my vocals and really hone in on the arrangements. And I mean, that was also due to the fact that I was quite sick putting the album together. So Jack helped me set up a little vocal booth at home, and I was able to just do it at my own pace and therefore really get in with a fine-tooth comb and just nut out things that I would otherwise would feel pressured to really wrap up if I was in a studio situation and paying for hourly rate for an engineer. So I had the best time arranging and producing all the vocals.
You've got a rather great way of describing it in your mission statement. I'm not going to say it at 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning, challenging men to challenging men to write an album under the conditions you wrote your album. When it comes to it, and I mentioned the role of the voice, there's a really intriguing voice in Acura, the track.
So that was my uncle, my mum's brother. That was probably the only audio that we had taken directly from the trip, and it was ripped off some video that my husband Dan had taken whilst we were climbing this ridiculously huge mountain up to my ancestral village. You know, we'd embarked on this hike up this mountain that none of us had really trained for, and so some people who were a little bit fitter were further up the mountain, and Dan was in the middle pack. My uncle, as we call him, Daddy Da, just out of the blue started telling Dan this story about this little bird called Akura that exists in the forest nearby, and if you see this bird, it means that either you or someone close to you is going to die.
Wow.
And it was just a really beautiful reminder to me that I forget that our cultures like mine are still very much connected to the land, and there's that synergy between humans and nature that everyone is kind of grown into. But yeah, I just found that really beautiful, even though it's such a dark-ish kind of story. It was just a bit of culture that I'm really proud to have in the album that people can kind of have in their homes, which is kind of spooky too.
Akura is that track. I guess it's not the old or the blue. What are you going to select for us for old and blue?
I'm going to select a song of mine from the first album, Lamentations, called ABCD. I've always been a ballad girl growing up in the diva era with Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston and that kind of stuff. ABCD, I wrote about just a childhood friend from PNG who we kind of connected on Skype in our adult years, and then a couple weeks later, I got news that he had passed away, and it was just so weird to log into my Skype and see his name still in the contact list and going, I'll never be able to call him again. This is crazy. So I wrote that about my friend Omo.
Well, let's have a listen to it. Off the 2013 album, Lamentations, this is ABCD. All the best with 3, the album, and for joining us and playing the game. Nairi, thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
A, B, C, D, you know me. We're only down once, nor twice. So call off the fire brigade, douse me in kerosene. Ships.